Robert, what can you tell us about the African community in the Bronx in New York?
The African community in the Bronx is a very strong and vibrant community. It's composed of many different communities in countries within Africa. You have the Gambian community, you have the Nigerian community, the Ghanaian community, the Senegalese community, the Ivorian community, and so on. And so though it's known to be heavily populated by Western Africans, there's still other mixes of different countries within the community, which is why it's very important to recognize, even though some people outside of the community, they'll say the Africans, they might be referring to the Western Africans or mainly Nigerians because they're the most heavily populated there. But there's many, many other countries and
And communities
nationalities
represented.
in there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about this tragic fire. What is the history of this apartment and how does it come to have a large resident population of Gambian immigrants living in this particular building?
In this particular building, because it is a building within the housing complex that is within that neighborhood. And as the Twin Parks complex, it is a part of the NYCHA Housing Authority. And so this particular building is a building that is for as long as 2 decades and maybe even further going back, has been a place where a lot of the Gambian community has gathered and been able to find housing and been able to thrive and organize and gather. The communities that gather here, immigrant communities, usually when somebody gets to a place, they try to bring others along. And so sometimes a lot of people will gather in one apartment, and then when a person gets to a solid financial place, they'll try to find another apartment within the building and so on. They'll bring family over, or they'll hear about people coming and needing support. And then before you know it, this building is now a very highly populated Jamaican, community or Gambian
Gambian or
community or
Nigerian.
Ghanaian. Correct. It snowballs after people begin to gather.
What sort of help are you providing to the survivors and what are some of their urgent needs right now?
We as African communities together, we are working with some of the other organizations. We haven't been directly in touch with the Gambian Youth Organization yet, but we are setting up to begin to help them with coordinating a lot of these efforts. This kind of tragedy isn't something that one organization should be left to deal with on their own. This is for all of us to gather around. They must lead the charge because they work directly in that area. These are their people, and we follow their lead, but we give the support that will enable them to ensure that their people are taken care of. And so we're helping with gathering of materials. We're helping with interpretation needs for when they need to get resources from the city that have been promised by the mayor, resources from the state that have been promised by the governor, and all these other entities that we do interact with on a normal basis. We, in African communities together, we work with the city on several projects, and we've been in communication with the city as well to try to ensure that especially the Gambian families have been taken care of and make sure that they have all the resources they need. We're opening our office to try to help with whatever is possible. And, the more that we know, I will definitely get in contact with you to share more about that. Whether it's the donations, financially or supplies or goods, whatever the case is, we'll definitely share that information with you.